The DARPA races created ripples in Detroit, the cradle of the American automotive industry. But the industry kept to its traditional position that cars were meant to be driven by people and should not operate autonomously. By and large, the industry had generally resisted computer technology. Many car manufacturers adhere to a computers are buggy philosophy. However, engineers elsewhere in the country were beginning to think about transportation through the new lens of cheap sensors, the microprocessor, and the internet. In the spring of 2010, rumors about an experimental Google car began to float around Silicon Valley. Initially, they sounded preposterous. The company, nominally a provider of internet search, was supposedly hiding the cars in plain sight. Google engineers, so the story went, had succeeded in robotically driving from San Francisco to Los Angeles on freeways at night. The notion immediately elicited both guffaws and pointed reminders that such an invention would be illegal, even if it was possible. How could they get away with something so crazy? Of course, Google's young co-founders, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, had by then perfected a public image for wild schemes based on AI and other futuristic technologies to transform the world. Eric Schmidt, the company's chief executive officer beginning in 2001, would tell reporters that his role was one of adult supervision, persuading the co-founders which of their ideas should be kept above and which below the bar. The co-founders famously considered the idea of a space elevator. New, incredibly strong material had recently been developed, and this material was so strong that, rather than using a rocket, it would be possible to build a cable that reached from the Earth into orbit to inexpensively hoist people and materials into space. When queried about the idea, Schmidt would pointedly state that this was one of the ideas that was being considered, but was, for the moment at least, below the bar. In the hothouse community of technical workers, that is, Silicon Valley, however, it is difficult to keep secrets. It was obvious that something was afoot. Within a year after the final DARPA Grand Challenge event in 2007, Sebastian Thrun had taken a leave from Stanford and gone to work full-time at Google. His departure was never publicly announced or even mentioned in the press, but among the Valley's digerati, Thrun's change of venue was noted with intense interest. A year later, while he was with colleagues in a bar in Alaska at an artificial...